I'm a man on a mission, and my mission has changed a lot over the past years. So the sermon title this morning is Living Mission Minded. Living Mission Minded. What are you busy with? Living Mission Minded, not Never Minded. Too many people living Never Minded. And now you can see the Northern Cape woman. I know them for doing this. They listen with their elbows. Hulle sê, hoera, hoera wat sê hy. Yeah, you Never Minded, you. Never mind the person next to you. You get kingdom minded. Amen. So living mission minded. Every child of God must understand this truth. You are not on earth and you are not here by accident. You are here on assignment. An assignment given to you by God. God intentionally created each one of us with purpose. Say, I have a purpose. Amen. When I started preaching, my English wasn't that good. I said purpose. Now it's purpose. It's rounded. You know? God created you with purpose and for a specific kingdom mission. Say, my life has a purpose and I have a mission. Amen. Many believers struggle to live mission-minded because they are unsure of who they are in Christ. Now, I did not have this mission until I did not know who I am in Christ. The moment I had the revelation of who I am in Christ, my mission changed. My identity changed. My destiny changed. The person changed. And yes, it's still many a times a constant battle because the old person wants to come back. The old person that showed, you know, taxi drivers to the cross with a specific finger. There, the cross is that side. You know, that old person wants to come back. But we have to keep the new person in the spirit. The new person received a mission. The old person is gone and dead. So you have to know who you are in Christ. Say, I am a child of the only living and most high God. Yes, I am. Come on, give him praise. Yes, yes, yes. A kind van die enigste lewende, allerhoogste, oppermagtige God. Ek en jy dien nie 'n ou baas nie. Ek was een van die Afrikaanse seuns, sorry for the Afrikaans now. Maar ek was een van die Afrikaanse seuns wat gevra, as jy vir my gevra het, hoe gaan het, sê ek, nee, die ou baas is goed vir my, dankie. Until I met the ou baas. He plays, he's married to Auntie Hilda on 7 o'clock. That's ou baas. God is nie ou baas nie. Hy is die enigste lewende, oppermagtige, heiligste God. He is God. You know, when I studied theology, they asked us to write a 9,000 word essay, if you can call it that, about who God is. And I went to Psalm 100 and I wrote that down. God is God and God, God. Times 9,000. I just made that times 9,000. And I submitted it. And then the one guy phoned me from the university where we studied. And he said, we can't give you marks for that. I said, try me. Try. That's almost 9,000. God is God and God, God. I am not, you are not, my mother-in-law is not God. Thank God for that. You know? Pastor Brian did not even laugh a bit now. He didn't move, he didn't blink. He's like, I'm staying in the safe zone here, bro. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Let's go Bible. Let's not do Andries 1 verse 1. Let's go Bible. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. But you, turn to your neighbor and say, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own special people, that you may, listen up, this is our mission, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Our mission is to proclaim his glory. Not to make Andries van Meulen more known, to proclaim his glory. He brought me out of darkness, and look where I was, broer, that was dark. He brought me out of that into his marvelous light. And now his light covers me in such a way that I just can't go back to the darkness. His light won't allow me to go back to the darkness. That's the mercy, the grace of God's light. You were chosen for a reason. You said, "Ek volgende jaar dink ek het nie rede om te leef nie." I mean, it was actually here in Kimberley at the Horseshoe Inn. I was still doing a function, an auction. Is it Diamantfeld? Nee. Yeah, for Diamantfeld. And that night, I decided to share my testimony. That was 2017. And I walked out to my car, brand spanking new Merc standing outside. And then on my bonnet sat a man as big as the Northern Gate. So he's got a beer at 200 geweeg. Never mind, I knew. That was, you could see. You know, he still had previous Christmas, you know, in him. I'm like, "Lord, my car is gone. That thing is gedent." And I spoke to the bro. I'm like, "Broer, what's wrong?" And this man started crying. He said, "I actually wanted to take my life this morning." Sorry. "I wanted to take my life this morning. And the pistol didn't want to shoot. It just didn't go off." He said, "And I left it in the safe going to work and thought, well, I'll come back at lunch and try it again." He said, "And at work, some of the guys said, 'Listen, Andries Vermeulen is in town tonight and we're having an auction and a manna aunt and there's going to be brandewijn.' And he said, 'Well, I'm going.' With the mindset that he's going to drink all the brandy he could and then go back home and take his life. And that night, I boldly stood up, not because of me, but because of God's calling upon my life, because of the new mission God gave me. And I shared the gospel of Jesus, and that man gave his life to the Lord that night. And the rest is for God's glory. The rest is for God's glory. So, you were chosen for a reason. You're not a mistake. Your mission is to declare, to represent, and to expand God's kingdom. Whether you are a janitor, whether you are a multi-millionaire, whether you are a PA, whether you are a teacher, represent Him, declare Him, and expand His kingdom. Wherever you are, we are not saved to sit. We are not saved to sit. God never saved me just having me in mind. God saved me having my son in mind, having my two daughters in mind, having generations after me in mind. God saved me having lost people in mind. I were not raised or born or saved to sit. We are saved. Why? To look smart? No. To serve God's kingdom. In Him, through Him, and for Him, and to Him all things were created. I am not here because of me. I am here because of Him. I am breathing because of God. He gave me this life. Genesis 2 verse 7 says that God breathed His breath into man and man became a living being. So I understand that, you know, oxygen comes from, you know, the trees and all that, but the breath I have in me comes from God. It's God's breath in my lungs. I have to steward that breath. Don't waste it on stupid things in the world. But use every breath that I have and every heartbeat. I mean, I count myself blessed with my heartbeat. Had my first heart attack at 16. Second heart attack at the age of 18. And my heart stopped working at the age of 21. Now I'm bionicle. I've got a machine in my chest making sure that my heart is beating, but this machine, this pacemaker, it doesn't tell me where I'm going or what my destiny is. God is my God, and God has healed me, and God has restored me. And I use my heartbeat and my breath to serve God. Not by the grace of the doctor that I'm alive. Thank God for the doctor. I mean, when I had the machine changed a year and a half ago, I was in theater. It was actually a cardiologist that's in CRC Pretoria. And he came in, we spoke a few minutes, and then the nurses and the other doctors came into the theater and he said, "Pastor, I just want to tell you that you are in good hands. God is here. The presence, I mean, there was worship playing on the speaker in the theater." And then he said, "All of us around your bed, is born again Christians, washed by the blood of God. And we're going to make sure we are instruments in God's hand. So you can do it right there. Hospital protocol is against you serving God. The faculty where you are, the business that you are in, said, well, you're not supposed to preach Jesus here. Well, I'm going to preach Jesus until the atmosphere changes in this place. Until you start serving Jesus, I'm going to share Jesus. We declare Him. We serve Him. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. It took me long to say the word Jeremiah, not going back to the song. Jeremiah was, I'm like, no, he wasn't. He was a prophet. He wasn't no bullfrog. He was a prophet. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Full stop. Right there. Not this or that. I had you in mind. I thought about you. No, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Klar. I said it the other night when I had the privilege to preach in Pretoria. My biological father looked me in the eye and he said, you're one of my greatest mistakes I ever made. I said, well, by God, thank you. He said, great. You know, at least he said great. You know. And then with the love of God and with the grace of Jesus Christ, I could say, I hear you. I know you're talking out of a place of fear and pain and resentment. But I love you. And I want to tell you that God loves you. And you never made me. Your body might have been a part of the vessel, but you never made me. God made me. He formed me. He had great plans for me. I'm not made by no man. There's a lot of people walking around self-made billionaires. Who made you a billionaire? You never made yourself a billionaire. God gave you the idea. God gives you the breath. God gives you the heartbeat. His spirit in you makes you more than what you are. I was nothing without the Spirit of God. Now I'm a holy nation, a royal priesthood, called by the name of God. I'm blessed. I am blessed. Amen. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart. Before you were born, you were set apart by the glory of God. This means your mission was established before your first breath. Before your first heartbeat in your mother's womb, your mission was established. God had your divine mission set out for you by God. Don't wait for your pastor to give you a mission. Take the mission that God has given to your pastor and take the mission God has placed in your heart and combine it and build God's church and get the lost into the glory of God. Don't wait for your boss to give you a mission. You wake up with a mission. You were born with a mission. But too many people are on their own mission. Marriage is falling apart, but they have no mission for their marriage. They just never minded. No, I am mission minded when it comes to our marriage. I'm mission minded as a father to my son and my two girls. I'm mission minded when it comes to my relationships with my friends. I don't want to be in heaven and not see my friend not in heaven. Ek wil jou in die hemel sien, oom. I want to see you in heaven. I want to be there with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Not go to the other guys and say, hey, Piet het gemaak of nie? Ek sien nie vir Piet hierson nie. I'm mission minded. In our friendship as brothers, we are mission minded. We're mission minded. Yes, we hunt together, we laugh together, we watch rugby together. But we're mission minded. We're mission minded. Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork. Again, there, comma. Read the commas and the full stops. I preach in, wat sy uitroeptekens? Wat sy goede Engels? Ek weet nie, maar ek preek in hulle. You know, screaming points, those ones. For we are God's handiwork. Say amen. We're not the handiwork of man. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Good works. That's the mission of the church, to do good works. Kimberley is blessed because of the house of God in Kimberley. The atmosphere in the N12 has changed. I get friends of mine, farmers and business people. Still some guys that we used to party with. Kijk, hierdie achterstraatje terug Bloemfontein. I've lived in Bloemfontein for 10 years and there was an old Springbok bar, as I know too. Tja. you know. And then the guys would pass by CRC Kimberley and send me pictures. Yes, sir, brother. Look at this. I'm like, yeah, yeah. We have a mission. We are commissioned by God. And we have a mission. We're not going to sit there and, you know, do 20 seats. No. There's more than 20 people that has to go to heaven. I mean, this has to change in a second morning service. This has to be filled, every seat, for the glory of God. Because every seat in this place is anointed. Every seat in this place is blessed. God has got a mission for every seat in this place. But until we don't get mission-minded, they are staying empty. We have to be mission-minded. Bring our friends. Bring your opa. Die ligte gaan in sy oë skyn. Dis okay. And he might not like the whatever. It's okay. But you bring him. Bring our friends. People we care for. And it's easy to lead someone you love to Christ. It's not that easy to someone that you don't like that much. Let me not use hate. We don't hate. We don't like that brother too much. Well, God wants that brother saved. God wants that sister saved. So let's not just, you know, no, I brought the people I like. No. Kyk oor die draad en nooi iemand wat jy nie van hou nie. That's going to show them Christ. We were made in Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us. Our mission is in advance. God thought it good to give us a mission in advance. Each and every one of us were placed on earth by God to do something specific. We were all given a kingdom mission, not just the pastor. You have a kingdom mission. You have a kingdom mission. Wat het God in jou hart geplaas, oom? Get busy with what God has placed on your life. Get busy with the mission. What God has called you to. If it's your mission to serve in the kids' church, then you serve in the kids' church. If God has placed it upon your heart to usher, to hostess, or to be in media, you be. If God has given you the mission as a business person, you serve God's kingdom and you finance the kingdom of God. That's your mission. Don't sit and wait for another businessman to rock up and then you might think about it. No, I want to be the first one that God uses. I want to be the instrument in God's hand. I'm not going to wait for another brother. I'm going to go to someone. Amen. Become mission-minded about your marriage. Where are you in your marriage? My grandparents were married for 61 years. I was taken in by a family off of the streets at the age of 10. And they made me theirs. I thank God for that family. They're still in my life today. And I had a whole family right there. And I had an oma and an opa there. They were married for 61 years. And at their 60th anniversary, I asked my opa that I grew up in that family with. They farmed in Clan William. And I said, you know, is there still something? Now, he was a naughty old guy. And I said, there's still something that makes you excited about oma. He said, yes, you never know when she can die. She stayed 4 years longer on earth. He went up to heaven first. She laughed about that. You know? But be mission-minded about your marriage. He said they would live in the mountain where they had sheep. But then he had to be out in the field for like 3 weeks. He never left Oma at the farmhouse. Oma made him. Het jy groot geword met daai engelbed met die koperknoppe? Wie van julle onthou hulle? Oma made him put that bed on the cart of the horse and take it up to the mountain. And she slept with him on their bed in that grot mountain for 3 weeks while he worked the sheep. They were, the 7 kids later, they were mission-minded about their marriage. They didn't take no 3 weeks of leave. You know? Oh, it's nice when my husband goes away because then I have 2 days of peace. What's that? What's that? Become mission-minded with your marriage. Come on, where are we going with this marriage? We just married? We just roommates? We're not roommates. God gave us to one another. Come on, look your wife in the eye and say, hey, we're going to become mission-minded about our marriage. Say amen. Come on. Come on. And to all the girls waiting for husband, stop running after the dude. The Bible says he who finds a wife has found a good thing, not she who went looking for a broer. Come on, trust God for your man. Say amen. Well, let me stop there. And you might have gone through a divorce. God doesn't love you less. Don't allow the devil to lie to you. The devil is a liar. What, I don't, you know, my marriage failed. Who said it failed? Well, you're divorced. You think God loves you less? You think God hasn't got a plan for you? God's plan stopped for you? Get yourself in the presence of the Lord. Get yourself in the place where God can heal you, which is His presence, which is at His feet. That's the only place. You don't need to go pubbing now or dating site nonsense. You get yourself to the feet of God, where He can heal you, restore you to His glory. Amen. All right, become mission-minded about your children, man. Don't leave them up to, no, they must decide. You act beslate for him. He's 10 years old, then you get children deciding for themselves. The only thing he can decide is when soek de vors of eiers of soek de pap. Which one is it? Because that's the two options. Now he's 16, you know. Yeah. I'm not saying micromanage them. I said get mission-minded with them. Help them, point them in the mission. Get them, sit them down and have a mission talk with them. Have a mission talk with them. Pray that God will reveal unto them at the age of 7 and 8 and 9 and 10. Pray them. Pray over them. Get your hands on your children. Meneer, jy's 'n oupa van 7. Jy is op hierdie aarde om jou hande op jou kleinkinders te kry. En God se glorie oor hulle te bid. You get your hands on your family. You get mission minded with your children. Don't leave them to the juffrou at the school. You get your hands on your children. Point them in the right direction of God's mission for their lives. Your family, your relationships, don't leave that brother, that sister. Why aren't they here? Oh, they, you know, they. I know him. He sleeps hard, slaap 'n bietjie laat, want hy vat maar 'n bietjie hard op 'n Saterdagaand. Well, you better get mission-minded with Gert then. Amen? Why do you always use Afrikaans people, Pastor? Their names are a bit easier sometimes, you know? I mean, those three Hebrew boys, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, I'm like, here, thank you for Peter and for Jan and for Gideon. Those were easy names to remember, you know? I mean, we've got a great brother with us in church. Yes, he's a fireball. Mpo. The first time I read his name, I said Mop. I'm like, sorry, that's wrong. I missed the P there. It's Mpo, not Mop. Sorry, excuse, broer. And I love him. Now we sit in a cafe and we're having a coffee and we laughing together. And then you see the Afrikaans white people that used to see me on TV. Wat doen jy saam met 'n swart ou en mak en been? Wat's fout mee? You hold him, I'll clap him. We have to get mission-minded about the lost people. I mean, we need never-minded raak oor jou pel nie. Ja, jy weet, hy's maar 'n moeilike ou. Get him to Christ. Let's get mission-minded. Come on, say amen. So the question is not whether you have a mission. The question is whether you are committed to discovering and to fulfilling the mission God created you for. We have to commit to the mission. As a spiritual leader, I have to commit to the mission that God has given me. The day I become uncommitted to this mission, bad things will happen. Stay committed. Get committed. Become committed. Stay committed to fulfilling. I remember we buried a friend in Loxton in the Karoo. And I love to always walk around in the graveyards and read the headstones. Is that he? No, I'm Kopsteen. And on the one guy's headstone stood there, and I'll translate it to English. I told you I'm not feeling too well. I'm like, well, that's nice for a headstone. Ek het julle gesê ek voel nie lekker nie. Kyk nou waar lê ek nou. I had a good laugh about that. You know? That one headstone. Here lies my mother-in-law. Right at the bottom. Thank goodness. And I thought, what will they write on your grave when they bury you, Andries? And I actually got to the part where I sat down on the grave there. I sat there and I was, Asa. And I had a moment with the Holy Spirit. And he said, what will they write on your grave when they bury you? And I said, I don't know. And then the Holy Spirit said, live in such a way, become mission-minded, that they will write on your grave, mission completed. What God called you to do must be done in full when we leave this earth. Mission completed, not mission incomplete, not mission continued. I have a mission while I am on this earth, and I have to complete that mission, all for the glory of God. Come on, say amen. Mission completed. Amen. Come on. Mission completed for the glory of God. May they write on that headstone, he or she lived for the glory of God. And now they are in the presence of the mighty King. Come on, say amen. Don't be never minded. Amen. Question is, we have to get committed. Many believers live without clarity. They exist, but they never surrender. They never pursue. We shouldn't just live until we die. We should live for the glory of God. Never made to go to school, primary school, high school, university, then work for 45 years, then take pension, go to the coast and die. That's no life. Sounds wonderful. That's no life. Live, pursue, in pursuit of the mission that God has given you. After you've retired from your job, I mean, the Bible never speaks about retirement. Never. I mean, Abram, did he retire? No, he died while still in the mission. Amen? Amen. Moses retired there on the mountain? No. He died busy with what God called him to do. Amen? He never said, well, I'm too old now. No. He said, let's go. Here's the promised land. Brought the people to you. He had the mission and he fulfilled it. You don't first find purpose and then surrender. Something we have to think about. I found my purpose in God's kingdom the moment I surrendered and said, I believe, Jesus Christ, you are the Son of God, and that I am called by your name, and that I am your child. I'm no longer a slave. Then I found purpose when I surrendered. Tyd om oor te gee aan God, sodat jou lewe iets kan beteken. Want jy fladder rond. Want jy wonder, op 68, was this it? No. Surrender. Not look at someone and say, yeah, that guy, you know, he's got a mission. You know, that brother is always on a mission. Well, get on your mission. Get busy with your mission. Let that brother say, yeah, that brother is on a mission the whole time. You know? As we surrender, we discover our true purpose. Your mission is sovereignly connected to your purpose. Your mission. I had a great mission in the entertainment world. Toured in 2019, toured this country with 189 productions for the year. On a different city every second night. The Friday night I would be in Middelburg, Mpumalanga. And then the Saturday morning speaking at a men's conference in Upington. You go right through the night to get there. I was on a mission. Get big crowds together, entertain people, raise money for functions, and. But my spirit was dead. I'm not saying you have to be in the ministry so your spirit can come alive. That wasn't the great purpose God had for me. It was all training so that God can release me into what God had for me all these years. I was never surrendered. I was my own boss. I ordered my own life. I signed the checks. The church was by the way. It was really. I know these people here this morning, you might be committed, then bless your soul. But if you're not that committed, we have to think about it. I mean, we had Arvi and Aliyah, and then the one pastor in CRC Bloemfontein wanted to give my wife single parent support because they never saw me there. You know? I'm too busy for church, man. I'm building a business here, man. I'm touring the country. Until God said, and what does it all mean? If you would die on the road tonight, what does it mean? What did it mean to the kingdom of God? What? Then I realized I can become a king as a businessman. I can finance God's kingdom. Then I got in the car for every show just to finance God's kingdom. That was my mission. Then it meant something. I looked at the crowd a whole nother, a different way. Because I wasn't there to entertain them. I was there to give them Jesus. I was there to finance God's kingdom and to inspire them to do the same. A whole new mission. As you intimately build your relationship with God, intimately, He's a one-on-one God. He's a personal God. As we walk in obedience to His word, as we yield to His Holy Spirit and remain faithful with what is in our hand now. Because here's the thing, we always look at what someone else has in their hand. Yeah, that guy's mission, that sister is on a mission. Yeah, but they had this. Until God asked Moses, what is in your hand, Moses? And Moses said, it's nothing. Then Exodus chapter 3. He said, it's nothing. It's just a stick that I got out of a tree. And God said, well, give it to me. And then God changed it into something significant. Now, I mean, you read that chapter and you think Moses ran away because he was afraid of a snake. Ach, is it here, he knew snakes. But he never thought that the little, the nothing, he thought it was nothing, could be something in God's hand. Until we bring what we think is nothing to God as a sacrifice, God touches it, anoints it, blesses it, changes it into significance. So as we remain faithful with what God has placed in our hands, then God progressively reveals the specific mission He has for us. I mean, God gave me revelation after revelation. After every time I surrendered more and more unto Him. Yes, ek het gedink ek weet baie toe ek sommer net Andries Vermeulen was. Ek weet baie meer van dat die Gees van God in my is en die woord van Christus in my is. Baie meer. En ek weet nou die regte goed. Ek het gedink ek weet die regte goed. Nou weet ek die regte goed. In other words, clarity comes through your surrender unto God. You want clarity, then surrender. Sit by Here se voete. The more aligned your life is with God, the more visible your assignment becomes. The last and final thing Jesus did before He ascended into heaven was to give us a kingdom mission. It was the last thing. I mean, I said this past weekend, I said, we should just remember. He wasn't taken away on the cloud and then He said, oh, so I forgot about something. Let's just suck my beer. I forgot to tell them about this. Just suck hoof, druk reverse. No. He was sure about the mission that He gave us before He went into heaven. He was sure about it. And it's the last and final thing He gave us. A mission. Matthew chapter 28. Verse 18 to 20, then Jesus came to His disciples and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, say therefore. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, as surely as I am with you always to the very end of the age. Then He ascended into heaven. That's the final thing He gave us to do. A mission. Not hang around, have tea, check your rugby, and then wait. No, He gave us a mission. The responsibility, my geliewe broer and sister, the responsibility to complete the mission that God has given us is ours, not Jesus' responsibility. the responsibility to finish the mission is given unto you and me. You carry the same spirit of Christ, of God, that rose Jesus from the grave, that I carry. The word of God has the same authority in your mouth as it has in the mouth of the pastor and the prophet and the priest. The same blood that was shed on the cross wasn't just for the pastors and the apostles. It was for all who believe. We carry the same authority, the same power. Yes, I was given the gift of preaching, but you were given the gift of teaching or of supporting. Of get in your mission. Get in your mission. I mean, that brother, as big as a tank, ek was skrikkerig toe hy in my kar toe kom. Ek sê, ek mag in die parking wees. It was just one of the security guys coming to say, more, pastor. I mean, he could have sat there, but now he's serving. God has placed it upon his heart to fulfill a mission, to strengthen the house, to safeguard. He's a watchman on a wall. He's not just like, ek gaan ek hou nie van waarvan jy sê vir oggend nie. Wee, wee, wee. Maar jy like alles wat hulle in Sewende Land sê. Wat 'n potjie kos is. Dit was die beste, heiligste woord wat ek kon vind. Let me finish. When I studied, they said you may say at least 4 times in closing. This is one. In closing. The responsibility is ours. It's our responsibility to go and find the lost and bring them to Christ. It's ours to serve God's kingdom. Not the responsibility of the angels. We are here. We have to serve God's kingdom. God has given you a mission as a brother, as a sister, as a marriage, as a family. We have a mission to build God's kingdom, to expand it, to raise up more people for the glory of God, to fill every seat. We have to realize that Satan and all of his demonic forces are on a mission. Because someone asked me, why? What is about this mission of you? Why are you always on this mission? Because Satan is not sitting. He's not even saved and he's not sitting. He's as lost as can be, but he's on a mission. How can the lost people be on a mission, but the church is not on a mission? Vertel vir my dit. How can Satan and the demons be on a mission, but Christians are, you know, it's tough? No! Satan knows one thing. If this brother wakes up and he puts these pair of 10 feet, size 10 feet on the floor, hy moet gepad, want het skop sy gat. Het jy al gat gesê in die plek of nog nie? Was ek eers nou? Bring someone, no, I don't see anointing oil. Let's just clean it quickly. My tongue, not the place. I'm on a mission. Satan ain't getting close to my wife. Her husband is on a mission. Satan ain't touching my children. Their father is on a mission. Satan ain't coming for the hearts of my brothers and sisters and my friends. Their partner, their friend is on a mission. The pubs will not be fuller than the church. The church is on a mission. The varsity shouldn't have more members than the church. The church is on a mission. The mosque should never be greater and smarter than the church of Christ. The church should be greater. The church of Christ on a mission. To 1 Peter 5:8, in closing times 2. 1 Peter 5:8, stay alert. Uitroepteken, you heard that. They have the Bible, it screams on us. Dis 'n uitroepteken. Dis nie, hoekom preek hy so hard? Daar's 'n uitroepteken. Het jy nie Afrikaans op skool gehad nie? Daar's 'n uitroepteken. Die ding staan vir stay alert. Not then comma or those drie doetjies. Die uitroepteken het 'n punt. Stay alert. Not be never minded. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, comma. The devil, full stop. Your brother next to you ain't your greatest enemy, man. The devil is your enemy. We should read the stuff. Wat noem hulle dit? Is die kommas en die uitroeptekens en die punte. Wat noem hulle dan nou weer daai goed? Dis nie algebra nie. Punctuation, yes, but that's just the uitroepteken. That's not what, wat noem hulle daai goed? Letterkunde. Daar is hy. Leestekens. Dankie, broer. Leestekens. We should understand them. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy. Kom maar. Who's it? Who's it? Who's it? Is it, is it Auntie May? Is it Brother Gert? Is it that black oak always... No. Your great enemy. The devil. Full stop. We have one great enemy. It's not the church. It's not your pastor. It's not your home cell leader. It's not an usher. The usher ain't your enemy when he just asks you to stop in the parking because another auntie wants to pass. To get out the gate. Stop fighting the ushers in the parking. Give me your cruiser. Just had to put that there. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. He's on a mission. He's looking for a marriage to devour. He's looking for the heart of your wife. He's looking for the mind of your husband. Don't leave your husband up to fight his own battles. You stay in prayer, covering that brother. It was Rita Wilhelmine Badenhorst before she came to Vermeulen that prayed this drunk brother in the spare bedroom back to Jesus. She didn't leave me to the grace of God. She knelt down in our main bedroom and she prayed me back to Christ. I thank God for my wife. I thank God for my wife. Look, it ain't easy every weekend, but I thank God for that mother. I mean, I knew a few before her and I would have chosen incorrectly. I look at some brothers married to someone, I'm like, jy het sleg afgekom, pel. Yes, sir. That's not a tough one. Out of all of them, you chose that. Shame. Yes, sir. Now, all of a sudden, the pre-marriage counseling is going to be much fuller, Pastor Brian. Stand firm against them. Verse 9, stand firm. Maak jou rug sterk. Skop jou stewels, jou hakke in die grond in. Skop jou stewel, put your feet into the word of God. Stand firm against them and be strong in your faith. Oh, the devil is coming for me. Come on, man. We were made to praise, not to moan. Come on. Oh, the devil is always the devil. But when you have to be in church, you're out there. Okay, not CRC Kimberley, the people involved. Sorry, I forgot the address. Stay firm in your faith. Don't allow the devil to distract you from your mission. He's distracted me from my mission and it takes time to get back into the mission again. And then I've lost opportunities, man. Don't allow the devil to distract your marriage. Distract you as a father. Don't allow the devil to distract you as a mother. Stay focused on the mission God has given you. Stay focused on the kingdom of God. You cannot fulfill a supernatural a mission with natural strength. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So we need supernatural strength to do this supernatural mission. Acts 1:8 says you will receive power when the Spirit comes upon you. Power. Power. I mean, it seems like the last 2 years, the Holy Spirit's come upon Eskom. We haven't had power outages. Like the Holy Spirit is now CEO of Eskom. Thank God. Now we've received power. Then there's some brothers, I see that faces working for Eskom. Like, hey, Fusek, where now? What do you mean? What? You receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And we will be witnesses to all the people everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. God never calls you to a mission without empowering you for the mission. God empowers your marriage. God empowers your relationship. God empowers you as a father. God empowers you as a mother. As grandparents, you are empowered by the Spirit of God. So in closing, I'll skip three. Let me go to four. See, the clock is there. In closing, I've said a lot. But you were called, you were created for a mission. Vriend, jy's gebore en getoon hier in Noord-Kaap. Jy het hierdie rooi stof in jou. Maar wat se missie is jy? Ja, ek speel in my, ek moet vir die Griekwas speel. Great! Speel vir die Griekwas. Maar met 'n koninkryk verstand. Because the only people that criticizes the church is the people that's not on a kingdom mission. Yeah, I'll say it. I'll say it boldly before I leave the platform, because I'm getting my car now, I'm going back to Van der Bijl. So sorry, excuse. You don't like something that I said this morning, then send a mail to Pastor Brian's office. www.onsgeenieomni.com.org. Go to homecell. That's where you have to be. The only people that criticizes the church is the people that's not kingdom-minded. Our church is not necessary. Well, okay. But the first thing Jesus did after he came out of the desert for 40 days is he went to synagogue, which was what? Church. What's the first thing Jesus did, man? Jy vir my, ag, kerk is nie nodig. Ek is die kerk. O, okay, en hoeveel seats het jy in jou? Een. En jy sit nie eers op hom nie. And it doesn't go about the amount of seats, I know. But let's not be that person that criticizes the spiritual leader and criticizes other people. If we criticize anyone else, we can't tell or count ourselves as children of God, men. By this they will know that you are my disciples. Your love for one another. Why did the church build this massive place? To get the lost people. Dink jy is net 220 verlore mense in Kimberley? It's to make space for what God has for us. For what God has for the city. And I'm no prophet. I'm just a brother of a great man of God. Well, he's just a normal guy. He serves a great God. Well, that makes him great. But his vision, we've spoken so much. It's not for empty seats. It's to see the altar filled. That's the heart of your pastor and his wife. They caught the spirit of their leaders, which is Pastor Annie and Suzanne. It's all about one thing. The mission. The mission of God. Jesus was born, lived on the earth, came from heaven. I mean, leave heaven to come here. Ach, wat, hoekom? That's much nicer, man. Leave heaven to come, this nonsense, to come and struggle here with a lunch, bunch of what? He left the throne room of God, became man. Jesus lived mission-minded. He died on that cross, mission-minded. Could have called 12 legions of angels, take him off of that cross. But he had a mission to save all who is lost. Then he rose with a mission. He went into hell, not, okay, you know, this is going to be a tough 3 days, you know, let's just hang around. He went into the pit of hell with a mission. Defeat death, take the keys of Hades, and rise victoriously. Bring back hope. Now, if Jesus, who we so lovingly proclaim and shout amen to, if Jesus, our Lord and Savior, was on a constant mission, how can we be sitting around? Doesn't make sense. It's our responsibility to become mission-minded. The Apostle Paul writes, final scripture, Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Look at this. My life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned to me by the Lord Jesus. The Apostle Paul. who was as lost as can be. If there's one brother that was a bit more lost than me, it was Paul. That brood was bio lost. And wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He said, if my life is not lived to finish the mission, then it's useless. Paul was mission minded. So final question, if you are not part of the mission of God's kingdom, whose mission are you part of, and what mission are you part of? If you are not part of the mission of God's kingdom, whose mission then? Because there's only one God. And what mission? Where's that mission leading you? I know where this mission is leading me, closer to my Lord and Savior, knitted to the heart of my Creator. This morning, while every head is bowed, all eyes are closed, each one respecting one another. Jy's volgende en jy's 'n kuiergas. Jy ry altyd hierdie gebou verby en jy het dalk 'n opinie gehad van hierdie gebou. En jy het dalk nog steeds 'n opinie van hierdie gebou. Want jy het vanoggend gekom en daai ouetjie van die TV gaan hier wees. Twee vrae vir jou. Is jy deel van God se missie? Van wie se missie is jy deel? Kan jy jou wysvinger, die een wat ek en jy so gemaklik na ander mense toe wys, kan jy jou wysvinger na jou eie hart toe draai en sê, ek weet, dat sou ek sterf vandag, gaan ek in die ewigheid saam met Christus, Jesus in die glorie van God wees. Kan jy dit sê? Jy sit al daar en jy sê vir my, Jesus Andries, ek is nie seker daaroor nie. Christus Jesus, die Seun van God, het dan daarvoor gesterf, so dat ek en jy sekerheid kan hê. Jy moenie onseker wees nie. Jy moet met sekerheid leef dat wanneer jy sterf, gaan jy by Christus Jesus wees in die glorie van God. Can you take your finger and point it to your own heart and say, I know that if I die, I would be in eternity with Christ. That's why Jesus came. To save the lost. I was lost, I was broken, I had no identity, I was thrown away. I was down and out. And then one morning, someone shared the name Jesus with me. And here I am today for the glory of God. Hy sê volgende, hy sê vir my, Andries, ek was vroeger in my lewe vol vuur vir Christus Jesus. Yes, ek was op 'n missie, ek het Bybelstudiegroepe gelei, ek het mannebedienings gelei, ek was by vroue betrokke, ek het vir susters gebid, ek was 'n goeie vriendin vir ander vroue. Maar ek het my missie verloor. Ek het visie verloor. Ek het die pad verloor. Ek het koud geword. Goed het gebeur in my lewe en ek het afgedwaal. Maar hier sit die Heilige Gees vanoggend by jou en hy sê, "Hey, dis tyd om weer deel te word van die missie van God se koninkryk. You might have lost your way. Once you were full of fire. When you spoke, people listened. When you prayed, miracles happened." And you sit here and you say, yeah, stuff happened. I lost my way. I lost my fire. But you preached it this morning and the Holy Spirit opened my heart and I received the revelation. I have to become mission-minded again. I'm going to pray for you and I know one thing. I might not know you, but I know one thing. The moment you surrender this morning, God's going to restore His kingdom mission in your heart, in your spirit, in your mind. Let me pray with you. Raise up your hand right there in your seat. Steek net jou hand op en sê, Andries, bid vir my daai gebed. Thank you. Bless you. Keep it up. Unashamedly. Boldly. Keep it up. In the middle. Come on. Lift it up. High. Unashamedly. Come on. Lift it up. Say, I know. I have to get back. Jy is dalk in 'n ander denominasie. Hierdie gaan nie oor die denominasie nie. Dit gaan oor die koninkryk van God, man. Jy sit dalk neers in 'n ander gemeente. Dit maak nie saak nie. Volgende praat die Here met jou. Steek op jou hand. Daar waar jy is. Come on. Quickly. Raise it up. Say, Andries, pray with me. I need to get back to my mission. Come on. Come on. Unashamedly. Kom oom, 76, 68, maak nie saak nie. Come on. Allow God to restore that mission that He created you for back into your heart. Now, by the authority of Christ, the Son of God, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I break every chain, every stronghold, every generational curse keeping that man or woman in bondage now by the name of Jesus. Loose, vergewe, vrygemaak, gestig in die gees van God, nou in die naam van Jesus. Dat geen ketting, geen binding jou hand sal weghou om te sê, Here, ek het nie nodig nie. Dat jou hart nou sal draai met al die seer, al die pyn, al die verdriet, al die bitterheid, wat jy so langzaam jou draai, dat jou hart nou in Jesus naam na Christus sal draai. En dat jou gees sal uitskree en sê, Here Jesus, Seun van God, ek het nie nodig. Come on, quickly, before I pray, lift up your hand. Up, up. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Thank God for every hand. Come on, let's stand to our feet all over this place. Thank you so much for listening this morning, for opening your hearts. Come on, as we stand to our feet, we're going to allow every single person in this place that said, I need that prayer. My heart was stirred and I have to come back to Christ. I've lost my way, but today I found Jesus and I'm coming back. I've never had a mission, but this day I believe by the word of God that now I have a mission and I'm going to grab a hold of it. Take your personal belongings in your seat. As jy goed saam met jou gebring het, laat het nie verlore raak nie. Leave your seat. Make your way. Make it a walk of victory. Come on, leave your seat, young man. Come. Come on, man. Leave your seat. I'm going to pray with you at the altar. Come. Come. Wanneer jy die hand opgesteek het, maak jy weer die binne. Jou hart klopt in die spoed van lig waar jy moet kom. Kom volgen. Come on. Come on. Come on, young man. Kom, jy het die hand opgesteek nie, maar jy binne jou weet jy. Jy moet volgend in die voete van Jesus wees. Come. Come, come, come on. Allow God to restore your heart. Allow God to restore your mission. Come on.
No other name can heal your heart. No other name but Jesus. No other name can save you.
Come on, make your way.
No other name can restore.
Yes, the last is yet all right. Here we can orient them where you're going to
take them.
Come on, come on, young people. We're cheering you on. Come on, let's cheer them on. Let's cheer them on. It's a walk of victory. Let's cheer them on.
No other name can restore.
Come on, make your way. Come on, woman, bend your sit down. I need this. I need nog nie. I can not be seated. Christus, ga je volgende wijs. Christus, ga je wijs. Come on, verlaat je stoel en kom.
No other name can save you.
Come on, you're sitting next to your husband. And you know. Come on, I'll walk with you. I'll walk with you. I'll walk with you. Come on. Come on, there's more coming. We're going to encourage them. Come on, there's another young person coming.
No other name but Jesus. No other name. No other name can save you. No other name can restore.
As we stay in the spirit, I want you quickly turn. Might be your husband, your wife, it might be a friend. Just turn and ask them respectfully, putting dignity upon their lives. Ask them, are you sure about your mission? Are you sure about your mission? Ask them now. Ask them, and you answer it from your heart. Come on, turn to a brother. Ask them now quickly. If you could not say, en jy dalk nou ja gesê en jy weet jy is besig om vir jouself te jok. Right now, you feel the presence of God. And you're like, yes sir. Come on, come. We're going to sing it one more time. We have a few seconds left. Come on. Come on, we're going to sing it one more time. If you're not sure in your heart, come on, make your way.
No other name can restore.
We're not going to force you. God doesn't force himself upon no one.
No other name.
But if you're not sure,
come on.
Come on, if you're not sure,
no other name but Jesus.
Kom, my friend.
No other name can save you.
Come on.
No other name can restore.
Come on, bless you, brother. Bless you. Bless you.
No other name can heal your heart.
Give him a shout of praise. Our hearts rejoices for every salvation, every prayer. broken. Amen. Come on, give him a shout of praise. Thank God. Thank God for his love. Thank God for his goodness and his kindness. I can remember I stood in front of the altar when I made that decision in a church in Cape Town one Sunday morning. And one thing went through my mind. What am I doing here? And where am I going? That answer lies with Jesus Christ. The more I allowed him to infiltrate my heart, the more I allowed his spirit to come into my life, the more time I spent at his feet, the more I prayed to him, the more I worshiped him, the clearer the answer became. Why I'm on this earth and who I am. He answered those two questions in such a way that no one on the face of the earth or under the earth can ever change my mind about who I am in Christ and the purpose of my life. Amen. I want to pray with each and every one of you. Please place your one hand on your heart, your other hand, slip it up high to the heavens. I want you to close your eyes this morning. Father God, I pray now by your Spirit that as they lift their hands and turn their hearts toward you, you made us to be your children, and as every child always lifts their hand, asking their parents to pick them up for that comfort and that love, that safe place, that these brothers and sisters now, by your grace and your love, your overwhelming love, will experience that now in this moment. How you pick them up and how you place their head against your chest. And I pray now, Father, that you will place your lips closely against their ears and speak life into their innermost being, life in abundance. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing what only you can do now. Healing, restoration, a deep, deep restoration in their innermost being. We're going to pray with them, every believer in this place praying, you at the altar, pray these words, believing them, declaring them, pray them out loud so that Satan can hear he has lost his hold on you. Say, Father God, I thank you for loving me just as I am. I thank you, Father, for saving me, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to save me, once a sinner and a lost soul. Jesus Christ, I thank you for dying upon that cross for me, that I can live in your glory and for your glory. I declare now that I receive you as my Lord and as my Savior, and that I surrender my whole life, spirit, soul, mind, and body unto you. I surrender. Take your rightful place. Fill my life. Make me your dwelling place. I give you the glory, and I love you, Jesus, with all my heart. And I thank you for saving me. I'm no longer a sinner. I am no longer lost. I now receive, by your grace, my new identity as your child, and that I am until the day that I meet you in your glory and spend eternity with you. I will never be lost or broken again. I am healed and restored. I am yours for your glory. Amen. 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 Come on, let's give God glory.